Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa Al-Bahadili and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program we discuss problems, issues and other relevant questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. As usual, all of the answers provided in this program are mostly based upon the holy book of the Quran and upon the narrations of the Prophet and naturally of the household of the Prophet, peace be upon them all. Joining us in the studio is our dear friend and Islamic researcher Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. Continuing our discussion from the previous session of how we should raise our children in a non-violent manner, we spoke about a few topics, a few pointers. We said, for example, that we should encourage good behavior in our children by enforcing it, by appreciating their actions if it's a good deed, and on the flip side, also by discouraging bad behavior. And in addition to that, we also said that sometimes you should let your children experience the consequences of their actions. You shouldn't immediately step into the situation and punish them. No, let the course of action takes its pace, and then the child himself will learn a valuable lesson. Dear Sayyid, what else must we keep in mind when we are raising our children in a non-violent manner?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. Another way to prevent violence with kids is the fact that you have to explain to them the results of certain actions. So if you give them and teach them properly in a manner they can understand that the consequences of such an action will be like this, then that should at least most of the times, or at least some of the times, will help the child not do whatever they're planning to do.
So, for example, explain the consequences is what you're saying.
Yeah, so for example, you tell them, look, if you do not organize and pick up your toys, you'll lose them, like you won't be able to play with them, we'll take them
away. You won't be able to find
for about 3 days, 4 days.
Right.
And like you take them, like you tell them the consequence.
Okay.
If you don't do this, you'll, for example, be taken away from you for 3 days.
Right.
If you don't clean your room, this will happen. If you don't do that, this will happen. Right. So it's kind of, you know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, if you, for example, those who eat the wealth of the orphans, they fires in their stomach, those
right.
who does this.
Yeah.
So this is just preventive measures.
Right.
So I know about them. I take them into consideration. My relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still, as we say, peachy.
Yes.
And it's lovey-dovey.
Right.
But at the same time, I know that I should not cross certain limits.
Even though we do cross certain limits,
even knowing that this is haram, we still cross it.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, we do understand the consequences. That
right.
if anything happens, for example, the ayah that always scares me the most, وَمَا أَصَابَتْكُمْ الْمُصِيبَةَ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Whatever right. problems, whatever calamity falls into you is because of your own hand. So next time something happens, I'm like, oh, it's my fault.
Yeah, and with that sobering thought, we will go on a quick break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing how we should raise our children in a non-violent manner. Dear Sayyid, please pick up where you left off.
So we said we have to explain to them the consequences of certain actions that they do.
Right.
And as long as the child knows what happens.
Yeah.
Also, depriving them of some of the pleasantries that
right.
the children indulge themselves in. For example, TV or playtime.
Right.
More, for example, if you don't do your homework on time, for example, you know, you would lose this. But if you do it on time,
right,
or before time, we'll let you do this.
So you indirectly threaten them with the sanctions.
Well, kind of sanctions.
Right.
So it's a sort of, I mean, funny that you mentioned sanctions because the whole world is scared of America because of sanctions, so they do whatever America wants.
Yeah.
So pretty much, we're not saying be a bully like America and try to scare the whole world, but in a sense, same thing that, you know, because we do love things and we don't want to leave
right.
them or
right.
compromise on them. So I'm happy...
Right.
To lose something small,
right.
It, you know, as long as it does not deprive them from what it's
small, that's a key point.
Yeah.
You shouldn't hit them where it hurts.
Yeah, so with kids, that's the thing. With kids, they have certain things they're attached to.
Right.
That if they know that they will be deprived of, obviously it's going to, you know, trigger something in their heads.
Yeah.
So now we're talking about preventive measures, huh? Okay.
Right.
And so the child has not done anything, he has not committed anything, but we just tell them prior, and
yeah.
obviously nicely and gently, that if this happens, and obviously this is going to happen. So,
right.
But I know you're a good boy, you'll never do it, but just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Just for your information.
Yeah, yeah. So
right.
just in case it happens. So this is also a way that we can use with our kids to make sure that we do not use violence.
Right.
Another thing that we also use with our kids, instead of violence, when a kid does a mistake or he commits an act against the humanity, especially when he's
right.
2 years and more, you need to give him time and space for him to think and contemplate about his action.
Right.
So, for example, you know, some parents, they have timeout.
Yeah, right.
Like sit on the corner for a minute.
Yeah.
Go outside for a minute.
Right.
Go to your room for an hour or so.
Go to your room. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So this kind of limitation, I mean, no one likes, okay?
Captivity?
Yeah, captivity. But at the same time, the beauty of captivity is it makes you realize the mistake you made and what you've lost, which is your freedom.
Right, when you lose something you love and respect and you've taken for a given, you appreciate it a lot more when it's taken from you.
Exactly, and there's nothing more beloved to a person than his own freedom. When you see that it's been taken from you, then obviously you say, you know what, I'm not going to do this again just to make sure that I don't end up in this place again.
Of course, and with that, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
Regarding the sixth verse of Surah At-Tahrim, the 66th Surah of the Holy Quran, that is, O you who have faith, save yourselves and your families from a fire. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said, save your families from fire by enjoining them to do good and forbidding them from evil deeds.
يَا مُطِيَ الْخَيْرَاتِ يَا مُطِيَ الْخَيْرَاتِ
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing how we can employ different manners of raising our children, all of them being non-violent. Dear Sayyid, please continue the discussion.
Another way that we use with our children instead of violence is that we selectively ignore certain behaviors from the children.
Right.
The children themselves, if we pay attention to all their behaviors, not only they will get harmed in the process, but me and you are going to get frustrated all the times.
Yeah.
So there are certain things that me and you, we just need to let it go. Where kids are complaining all the time. Kids always, saying this happened. Or being unhappy with certain things.
Right.
And a lot of people, when their kids start to nag, as we say, or complain or do these things,
and
they
whine.
Get frustrated and angry themselves and might result to...
Yeah. Bad energy. It rubs off.
Yeah. So what we say is just ignore them. They're talking to you. For example, they're nagging. Just ignore them. You have to learn to ignore them.
Right.
So ignoring some of the bad behaviors, and when the child sees that it's not giving any results, it's not moving any forward,
right,
it's not working, they will give up themselves and they will stop.
Being stubborn, for example, doesn't help.
Yeah.
Right? Or so just yelling and whatever it is doesn't help.
Exactly. So there's nothing happening. So he's like, you know what, might as well stop doing it.
Yeah.
So as parents, you need to have that ability to ignore.
Should be resilient.
What your children do and, take it easy, basically.
All
right. Having said that, that's as one of the ways for parents to avoid being angry. You could be more creative with kids. At least you can teach them a new skill. So occupy their time. When they have nothing to do, they will do bad. As we always say, if you don't have an aim, you will shoot aimlessly.
Right.
It might hit, it might fail. So you need to have an aim in mind. So when you give a child an aim, when you give him a purpose, when you give him, teach him a new skill, when you teach him a new way, it will occupy his time, it will lessen his stress, it will lessen his anxiety, it will lessen his anger, and so on and so forth. I've seen this especially with kids who love Legos.
Right.
The bigger the Lego that you give him to make, the more occupied he is.
Right.
He might get a bit agitated if you try to
build this starship.
Mess with his Legos and then take the wrong cubes at the wrong time.
Yeah.
But at least you give him a skill that he develops over time that, he can engage in, and obviously keeping him busy. So the hadith from the Ahl Bayt alayhim something from Amir al-Mu'minin says, الكسل مضر بالدين والدنيا. Laziness affects your dunya and your deen.
Right.
So basically, don't give him time to be lazy doing nothing, because this is the source of corruption.
Right.
So teach him a new trade, teach him a new skill.
Buy him a huge puzzle.
Buy him
for example.
Whatever you can do to teach him something new.
A club. Sign
there
up
are
for a club.
More if you can, why not?
Yeah.
Teach him karate, teach him kung fu,
whatever it is.
Teach him kickboxing. You can do a lot of things. Teach him something new.
Right.
Give him a new purpose. Give him a new idea. Put something in his head. So at least now he is channeled elsewhere.
Right.
So this is all, like we said, this is all preventive measures that we take in order for me and you to avoid violence with our kids.
And on that note, we will unfortunately have to end today's program. I thank you for your insightful knowledge. I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any comments or questions, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. Alternatively, you can also visit our website, parstoday.com. In addition to that, we also have social media accounts on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Fi amanillah.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete one.